understand you. Hey, folks, that's Curtis Mayfield. Moving on up, folks. This is Lawrence McGuire coming at you from Radio Divergence, 93.9 FM, the coolest radio station in the south of France. And do we have a great program today? Yes, we do have a great program today because we're going to be doing the history of soul in four or five songs. Now, that sounds difficult to do, but we're going to do it with our special guest, Pascal Olivier. Hey, Pascal, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. I'm very happy to be here to talk about such a beautiful music style, which is soul music.
Soul music, but soul music began where? Where do you say it began?
It's kind of difficult to describe what is exactly soul music because it began with the jazz and blues roots and also gospel roots.
Right.
And there are so many aspects of soul music, in fact, and that's why I chose three or four songs that can I don't have the English term for that, but describe the different aspects of soul music.
This show, folks, is called Le Globe, and that means that we're international, and we're internationalist, right? So we can speak any language here. I can speak all languages, as all my listeners know, and nous pouvons parler en français.
Fringlish, okay, pas de problème.
Franglais, français, espagnol un poco. Yo puedo hablar en espagnol también.
No, it would be more difficult for me, in fact.
Oui, me too.
Let's speak Fringlish a little bit.
But one of the things we talk about today, and we'll return to this, is, I mean, there is the soul. Soul has a gospel roots, but you also say it has Latin, Espanol roots too.
Exactly, because you have to remember that Latin music, you know, from Cuba, were just coming up, you know, coming out, and they had an influence in gospel, in soul music, and then in rock and roll, in fact.
Right.
And in the first songs of soul music, we can hear this influence, this Latin influence.
In fact, it's interesting that you mentioned Cuba, because Cuba was incredibly influential musically in the United States in the 50s. And then with the Cuban Revolution and Castro taking power and the United States trying to overthrow him, they kind of cut off a very important musical connection between the United States and Cuba. That's one of the worst aspects of the U.S. Boycott of Cuba. Anyway, that's politics. We always talk a little bit about politics here at...
That's great.
La Divergence and Le Globe. Okay, so that was Curtis Mayfield. Now, the first song we're going to hear is from, some people call him, and most people call him, the King of Soul, from Sam Cooke.
And I do think he's the King of Soul. For me, he's the father of soul, because what is soul music? It's musique de l'âme in French. And there is something in his voice that is very, very, with so much emotion, you know. And that's why it's called soul music, because it comes from your sensibility. And he has this very, very interesting, this very good voice. And I really love Sam Cooke. But in fact, he began with a gospel style. He was in a gospel band, in fact.
That's right. He was with a gospel band in the early 50s. And in fact, in order to make pop music, he changed his name. Because a lot of people in the gospel community did not want their gospel singers moving in a commercial direction.
And the most famous cover song of Sam Cooke is Wonderful World. And I think many people know that song, Wonderful World. Could you
Don't know much about history. Don't know much about biology.
So... Don't know much. I recognize it.
I love this line. Don't know much about the French.
Yeah. Me too. I like it, and it's a very, very beautiful song. But it comes from the pop period of his music, and before this song, I think, if my history is not too poor, my knowledge about history of soul. So he was in this gospel band, the Soul Stirrers.
That's right, the Soul Stirrers. Yep.
And it's very interesting because we can hear the gospel style, but which begins to to be a little bit more sound, more pop, in fact, in the way they sing, you know.
Okay.
And what is our title? It's
He's My Friend Until the End.
Yes.
So you're saying this song is a good example of Sam Cooke moving from gospel. It's actually a gospel religious song.
Yes.
With a pop sensibility.
Yes, because even in the text, I think there is a mix of religious theme. He's my friend until the end. He can refer to Jesus or God. But there is this, we don't really know who he's talking about. Hmm. And it's a little bit secular.
It's a perfect word.
The perfect word, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go, Manu, let's go to Sam Cooke. He's my friend until the end.
When your way gets dark as night, Jesus will bring things out all right. For he's a friend, I know he is now. Until the end, and my Savior always trust. Don't lose your faith and a hope in disgust. For he's a friend, I know he is now. Until the end, whoa.
Hey folks, that's Sam Cooke. He's my friend until the end. That's from Sam Cooke's gospel period. And you can really hear the gospel with that chorus of bass singers. But as Pascal, as you said, Pascal, this is also his pop music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the arrangement and the way this song goes, there is something really pop, something that... he's calling what we will call pop music.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the pop music in a soul and in rock and roll and all that. When I'm saying pop music, it's really general, in fact.
Right.
And you were saying something very interesting in the bass, pom 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 pom,
which sounded to me commercial, something I would never hear in gospel music. Mm-hmm. You don't really hear that kind of cheesy...
That's cheesy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love it.
How would you say cheesy en français?
The thing is, I don't really think there is a French word for that because it's so...
American.
It's not, maybe not. No, it's corny. Corny is American.
Corny, cheesy, it's just kind of the same.
Commercial, I think that we would say commercial, but in cheesy there is something more that is more talkative.
Maybe. What's the word? There's a word in German when something is cheesy. I can't remember what the word is in German.
I'm sorry, I don't speak German.
No, I don't either. But anyway, let's continue, folks. My guest today, Pascal Olivier. Pascal, you are a local musician, is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes. Okay. I am the singer, the lead singer of the Peace and Love Cowboys.
Oh, the Peace and Love Cowboys! Right, I've heard about them. They're really becoming a famous local group.
Yes, yeah. And you have to say that because you are my rhythmic guitar player.
Oh, that's right, I am. I had I'm so old, I'm starting to have
brief
moments of memory loss. But that's right, I am the guitar player in your group, right? And what are you doing now? What are the Peace and Love Cowboys doing right now?
They are about to record a demo all weekend, so it's going to be a very important weekend, very intense, and that's it for the time being. And then we will have a very, very great demo, and we will be able to promote our band.
That's right, and we will be looking for gigs for gig. How do you say gig en français?
Concert.
Concert. Okay. En anglais aussi, a gig is a verb. To gig, you can gig somewhere or to have a gig. Well, we're going to move on now. We're going to go to the 70s to a singer who was vastly influenced by soul music, Mr. Van Morrison.
Yes, exactly. There is something also in his voice that reminds me of Sam Cooke. It's not the same voice, but in his ability to express emotion, Van Morrison had a very soul voice, you know, and there is particularly one song that I really love is
It's Stoned Me.
It was released in 1970, I think, or 71, I don't remember. So when soul music and rhythm and blues was really, really popular,
right,
famous, and this album which is called Moondance,
right,
is really, really soul, and it's a great album, and It's Stoned Me is a really good song because it reminds me of Sam Cooke sensibility, and it's a mix of country music and soul music, you know, and it's very interesting.
Okay.
That's a very, very good song.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. Okay, Manu, let's hear Van Morrison, It's Stoned Me.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Hands are full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. And it stoned me. Yet it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like going home. And it stoned. And the rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver glen and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Yeah, it stoned me to my soul. Stoned me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, it stoned me.
and it stung me to my soul. Stole me just like going home, and it stung me. Getting dry, that we saw the man from across the road with the sunshine in his eyes. Well, he lived all alone in his own little home with a great big gallon jar. There were bottles too, one for me and you, and he said, hey, there you are. Oh, the water. Jetted myself from the mountain stream, yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like Kelly Road, yet it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Saw me just like going home, yet it stung.
Hey, that's Van the Man Morrison coming at you from Radio Divergence 93.9 FM, the coolest radio station in the south of France. Hi, I'm Lawrence McGuire, and you're listening to Le Globe. That's right, Le Globe is also my bookstore up on De Rue de la Carbonnerie, and you can have language classes, you can have French books, English books, livre en français, livre en anglais, d'occasion au Le Globe, Rue de la Carbonnerie. Anyway, I'm back at you. This is Lawrence McGuire. I have a special guest today, Pascal Olivier. Welcome back, Pascal.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Now, the Van Morrison, that's one of my favorite songs on that, and that's one of my favorite all-time CDs, in fact. It stoned me. Now, it stoned me. A lot of French speakers will ask me, what's he talking about? You know, stoned. So if I say it stoned me, what do you think it means?
There is... The expression to be stoned is to be high, in fact. But it stoned me. That's what I think is there is something, a situation which is amazing for him, you know, that's just I don't have the... so much vocabulary in English, you know, he's amazed, in fact.
He's amazed, and it's incredible because he's amazed about very natural... Mm-hmm. Banal things. Mm-hmm. Banal, can I say that in French too? Banal.
Trivial.
Trivial. For example, fishing with a friend, getting picked up by a pickup truck, and then having a drink of water with an old man. And those are very normal, everyday things. But that is what gave him this soul emotion.
But it's a mix. That's why it's a mix of soul and country, because... Mm. As you were saying, the content is country, because he's talking about fishing and all that. Mm-hmm. But the emotion he puts in it is a soul emotion. The arrangement with the saxophones and all that, the way he sings is very soul. And that's interesting, this mixing between of country music and soul music.
Yeah, that's the groove is so kind of a real... country soul groove. You can't say it's a soul groove. You can't. Mm-hmm. It's not a country groove, but it's kind of a country soul groove. How do you say groove in French?
Groove.
Groove. Okay. Que chaque fois j'apprends un peu de français ici au Le Globe at Radio Divergence. Pascal, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your connection with soul music yourself. Your personal story about it.
Oh, right. The thing is, I was fed, when I was a child, I was fed with milk and soul music. But the thing is, my parents gave me milk and I got soul by on my own, you know. I've always been into soul music since I was very, very, very young.
Is there a certain singer or, I mean, were you 10, were you 12? I mean, when did
you... Yeah, there was one singer. It was Aaron Neville, you know, with the famous cover song, Tell It Like It Is.
Okay.
And I really, really loved this song. And once I saw an advert on TV about a compilation of soul music, and I bought this compilation, and there was Tell It Like It Is by Aaron Neville. And then, thanks to this CD, I discovered the most famous soul singers, you know. And I think I built my soul culture up on this CD.
And has that influenced your own musical creativity and your own songwriting also?
I think. I didn't, you know, when you write songs, you don't say, okay, I love this song, so I want to write a song of mine, but in the way of this singer, you know, in his style. It's something that is unconscious, you know. And so I think I was inspired by soul. I think today when I'm listening to my recordings, I can hear something which is a bit soul, in fact, a bit rhythm and blues in the way I'm singing, even if I'm not playing really soul music. But I think there are some details that refer to soul music, you know. I don't know, you're maybe tu es mieux placé que moi pour savoir de quoi je parle.
Oui, peut-être, mais I don't know. I don't like to make judgments. But no, definitely, I think you have a soul in the music that I hear, especially, for example, Turn Off the Lights, Ballad of the Night.
Do you think it's soul music?
Well, there's a soul sensibility to the rhythm, I think.
When I wrote Ballad of the Night, I was really, really into Sam Cooke, in fact. Ah. So I think I was inspired by Sam Cooke. But I didn't want to imitate him. But I think there is something like, you know, always the same mixing about with soul, of soul, and pop, more pop music.
Right. Well, if you were going to do a CD of cover songs of soul music, you would choose what songs? Would you choose In His Kiss, for example?
Yes.
Would you sing that?
It's In His Kiss?
It's In His Kiss. Would you sing that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I really love this song. It's very, very pleasant, to very nice to sing, in fact. And it's interesting because it permits us to talk about another aspect of soul music with the influences of Latin music.
Ah, okay.
You know that the cha-cha-cha and the mambo just came up, you know? These musics had an influence in soul and rock and roll and all that. And it's in this case, it's a good example of this influence.
Okay, of the Latin, what dance is that?
It's a cha-cha-cha, in fact, because it's a ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and especially in the solo with the you know, how do you say trompette in English?
The trompette is a trumpet.
Okay, it's very simple. There is tan 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 tan.
So we're gonna listen
for
that.
That's very mambo, you know, very mambo and cha cha cha. In fact, when you listen to the arrangement, it's already cha 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 and a little bit mambo. I think.
Okay, well, I'm gonna ask Manu to play In His Kiss by Betty Everett, and we're gonna listen for the cha cha cha.
Just as charm in his one embrace.
Hey, folks, we're coming back at you from Radio Divergence. My name's Lawrence McGuire. You're listening to Le Globe. My special guest today is Pascal Olivier, and we just heard In His Kiss from Betty Everett. So, Pascal, where's the cha-cha-cha there? Where do we hear it?
The cha-cha-cha yeah. Rhythm?
Yeah.
All along the song, in fact.
It's going cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. You can hear it very easily, in fact.
And there are a lot of other songs with this kind of Latin beat, right? This Latin influence.
There are so many songs, but yeah. I don't have them in my mind.
Right. Well, there was one, we were talking about one earlier today.
Hello Stranger.
Yeah, Hello
Stranger.
By
Barbara Lewis.
Yeah, Barbara Lewis.
Maybe the cha 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 sound is maybe less obvious than It's In His Kiss, but in the it's always about the rhythm of the guitars, and there is something also that Constance cha 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 is the melody of the guitars is a little bit à contretemps, you know,
contretemps. Okay.
And that's to my mind that refers to cha cha cha, that gives this very special rhythm, a little bit unbuilt, you know what I mean? I don't think that I'm speaking in a really proper English. You know?
I think it's perfect English. One thing I wanted to point out, because every time we do this show, we have a little bit of pedagogy. If you want to know, actually she says, if you wanna know, if you want to know if he loves you so. So that's a conditional, and that's called the present conditional, because if you want to know, that's the simple present. If he loves you so, it is in his kiss, not it will be in his kiss or it was in his kiss. It is in his kiss. That's called the present conditional. So you just put if plus a present, and then you put another present, and you can have the present conditional. Anyway, if you want to talk about the future, of course, is if plus a present. If I see you, I will say hello. Anyway, that's just a little bit of English teaching that I do every class. And we're going down. We've got to play another song here, Pascal. What are we going to hear next? Mr. Curtis.
Oh, yes. A very, very, very good song. So with Curtis Mayfield, we have this really funk. It's one of the fathers of funk, I think. And in the arrangement, we also have this Latin rhythm, this Latin style, with all the percussions.
Percussion,
And so the song that we will play is called "Move On Up," and I think it was released in 1970 or 71. I don't remember.
Right,
Van Morrison.
So it's like 20 years after the first Sam Cooke we heard at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and we have this also the. This really blues and soul sound, this soul way to sing, but with a kind of Latin rhythm, and it's very interesting. This mixing is more obvious, I think. It's in its song. This song.
Well, Pascal, thank you very much for being my guest today on Le Globe. Le Globe is chaque vendredi à 13h30 on Radio Divergence 93.9 FM, the coolest radio station in the South of France. And my name is Lawrence McGuire, and I am the owner and the manager of Le Globe. It's a bookshop and language school up on Rue de la Carbonnerie near the Prefecture. Thanks again, Pascal, and I hope you come back for another show sometime.
I will. Okay. Definitely, I will.
Pascal Olivier, local singer, chanteuse, compositeur. She's a lead singer for the Peace and Love Cowboys. I want to thank Manu, our engineer today, for doing a great job as usual, thanking all the folks here at Radio Divergence. And let's hear Curtis Mayfield end the show with Move On Up.
Destination, though you may find. and take the trip. Though there may be wet road ahead and you cannot slip, just move on up, for peace you'll find. Into the steeple of beautiful people where there's only one kind. So hush not, child, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best.